Life is an adventure. What's your story? Radio St. Pete Insider is here with one of the do-gooders, the people who illuminate our community and take care of those in need. I have Bree Tramontana with me today. She's the manager of community engagement for the Ronald McDonald House. She's going to tell us about our Super Kids campaign. Welcome, Bree.
Hi, thank you for having me. I'm so pleased to be here as a local of St. Pete myself, and our local St. Pete houses that are literally three or four blocks just outside of this office. So we are here serving our local area communities.
Tell us a little bit about the Ronald McDonald houses here in downtown St. Pete and how long they've been here and what they do.
Absolutely. So we have a very long history here in the area. We've been around for 43 years. So a long time here. We're just at the base of Johns Hopkins All Children's Hospital, which I'm sure many of our listeners are familiar with. And so our house is right at the base again of Johns Hopkins All Children's, three houses, 66 rooms between those three houses. So lots of capacity to serve families, but we're always needing more because what we do is we provide housing to the families of children that are receiving medical treatment in our local area hospital. Of course, Johns Hopkins, as I've mentioned, is our main tenant. However, we also have one house over in Davis Island serving Tampa General Hospital and St. Joe's Hospital. So we do span Tampa Bay with a bulk of our houses being here in St. Pete. And so those three houses, of course, generally provide housing to our families, but it's not just housing because we know that when families stay with us, they're looking for so much more than that. They're looking for the care, support, and just overall community that we can provide to them that no one else can. And so when a family comes to stay with us, a lot of times it is on their worst day. It's going to be something that they didn't anticipate. We are lucky enough to live where people vacation, and a lot of times those vacations may not always go the way that they anticipate with their families. And so they end up staying with us longer without things that they didn't realize they needed. And so we provide all of those amenities to our families. So we'll provide supplemental services such as meals, laundry services, even education in certain capacities. So always thinking of new innovative ways to connect our families with things that they need, and then also keeping them busy. We know many of them, outside of the therapies and treatments that their kids are receiving, they need something to do while they're here outside of being in the hospital. So we connect them with all the amazing local amenities that we have here in our area.
RMHCTampaBay.org, you're a nonprofit.
Correct.
Tell us a little about your 501(c), is that right?
Correct. And so we provide everything to our families completely for free. A lot of people may not realize that, but we have zero cost associated to our families when they stay with us. So when they come to stay, it could be for as little as a night. Our longest stay is 4 years. Yes, that is 4 years. Our average is about 3 weeks. So we see lots of different cases on our spectrum. And so we look to our community for those fundraising efforts. About 75% of our funding comes from the community, which is very different than what people associate our name with, as McDonald's, of course, is associated with our name. They are part of what we do. We, of course, couldn't have a mission without them. But so much of what we do is truly based on our local area communities.
And your mission statement is family is togetherness. And April is going to be a very important month. It's your Super Kids campaign. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, so Super Kids, we believe that every kid is a superhero, and we know that because we see them in our houses every single day. And so this month of Super Kids is just that. It is a way to celebrate our kids, make them feel special, show them that they are such strong, heroic figures in our lives as adults. We look to them many a times and see the things that they're going through and realize that we could have better fortitude and perseverance just looking at them and what and the struggles that they face. And so our Super Kids campaign does just that. We literally bring superhero capes. We have characters in our houses celebrating these kids, making them feel special, letting them know that they are the superheroes we look up to.
What is your superpower, Bree?
Oh, my superpower would be to read people's minds. I would absolutely enjoy that because I have a feeling lots of times things are going unsaid. And in our houses, you can see it a lot of times. Just going through our parents' heads, you can see they are thinking about a million other different things. They're not here with us mentally, but they're here with us physically. And so I'd love to be able to just know what's on people's minds.
Have you always been a do-gooder? I mean, this is a really, really difficult but rewarding. Tell us a little bit about how you got involved with this philanthropic group.
Absolutely. So being a local to the area, I have grown up in St. Pete. This is where I started my professional journey, first at the Dolly Museum in nonprofit work. And I was lucky enough to have a mentor who was transitioning out of her role at the Ronald McDonald House here in Tampa Bay. And she, being my mentor, was like, I think you'd be really good at my job. And I'm leaving. And I think you should, you know, try for that. You need to try something new. And I was lucky enough to have the opportunity to do just that. And so through just, of course, good old-fashioned networking, I was able to come over to the Ronald McDonald House, where I made a lateral move from volunteer coordination to volunteer coordination, and have been given amazing opportunities from the incredible staff and families that we work with to try new things, different things, and have moved up over the last 5.5 years of my work there.
And I want to talk about the importance of volunteers to nonprofit. And Ronald McDonald, I know a lot of people. Tell us a little bit about how volunteers support your mission.
Yes. I mean, we couldn't do what we do without the volunteers that help make our organization run. With 80 bedrooms total, again, between Tampa and St. Pete, we have the capacity to serve 2,000 families every year with a staff of less than 50. That's impossible to do without volunteers, community members. I mentioned all the supplemental programs that we provide, such as meals. We could never imagine to feed families the over 40,000 meals we serve each year without our community members supporting us. We invite everyone to come into our houses, see our mission in person, and serve a meal to our families. So we work with lots of different organizations, groups, guilds from the hospital, local organizations like Thrive that have come and done meals at our organization to feed families, because they know the importance of a home-cooked meal and the burden that we want to ease on any of our families. When they come home from the hospital, they know that something good and delicious is waiting for them, and it was prepared by folks that just want to see them have a little less of that burden eased each day.
That's wonderful. So if you want to become a volunteer or make a donation, how do you do so?
Easily. We have a wonderful website, rmhctampabay.org, where you can immediately see a bright red button at the top to donate, which of course goes back into our operations and funding all of the things and programs I was just mentioning. Volunteering is also easy. On our website, we also have a Get Involved page where there is lots of information on many of the different ways you can get involved. Please don't limit yourself. It's not just about meals. It's not just about being on site. Of course, we need those things, but there's so many other ways in which you can plug in and get involved. We're always open to a conversation. Our volunteer services team is so collaborative, so interested in finding out all the amazing professional services we have here in the city and the way people want to get connected. So please visit our website.
Thank you so much. That is Bree Tramontana, Manager of Community Engagement for the Ronald McDonald House. And thank you so much for being here. And we look forward to seeing a great outcome for the Super Kids campaign in April.
Thank you so much.